This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, June 5th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
Hold on.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about, baby. Here we go.
Yetis, we're wearing the exact same shirt today.
I was hoping, are we going to address the slam and salmon in the room, Jack?
Yeah, it's not a button-down Brooks Brothers. This is a T-boy crew neck. You look fantastic.
Here's the question. Are you wearing a T-shirt under your crew neck?
Yes.
Jack? Okay.
You ready for this?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Are you going double T-boy?
Superman over here.
He is. I kind of like the flexibility. I got nothing on under this, Jack.
Big week, by the way, Yetis. Today, Apple is expected to unveil their first ever headset.
Yeah, we think they're going to call it the eye goggle.
The eye goggles. We'll cover more on that in tomorrow's pod.
Oh, also, stocks are up 20% from their October low.
The debt ceiling deal got done. Stock markets are loving it.
The takeaway here, it's a good week. Jack, what's the first story for the show?
Succession and Ted Lasso. The top drama and the top comedies on TV, they're both over.
But they both know the secret to finishing on a high note.
For our second story, Match Group, the owner of Tinder, just launched their first gay dating app, finally.
But the real story here is what the CEO is swiping on.
And our third and final story is Wingstop, the chicken wing stock. It's up 50% this year to an all-time high.
Because Wingstop is cooking up some artificially intelligent chicken.
Please tell me you're a buffalo guy, not barbecue.
Absolutely would never let that happen, Jack. You bring the wet naps, I'll bring the sauce.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Just a wonderful mix for a wonderful week, Jack.
It is Hoarder's Almanac week 168.
Things we're running out of in this economy, Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we are running out of pink paint.
Pink paint, Yetis. We got a pink paint predicament, people.
And who should we blame for this pink paint problem, Nick?
Yeah, who are we going to blame, Jack? Who are we going to blame?
Barbie. That's who we're blaming.
Barbie. But Jack, let's back it up for a second. Let's sprinkle on a little rainbowy context here.
This summer's a big summer because Barbie the movie comes out on July 21st.
Barbie the movie. We're talking Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling. It is a visually stimulating film.
But in order to recreate Barbie's world, the producers needed a lot of pink paint.
Specifically, the number E0218, a fluorescent magenta shade of pink.
It's a very specific shade. And it wasn't just Barbie's house that was painted that specific pink.
No, it turns out that 90% of the movie set was spray painted with this pink paint.
And according to Architectural Digest magazine, Barbie producers bought so much of that particular pink
that the planet temporarily ran out of it.
It was an international palate problem.
Yeah, it was a global gradient aggravation.
It was a slam and salmon situation.
Oh, yes, it was. But besties, anticipation of this Barbie movie, it has actually piqued interest in pink in general.
And that's a trend called Barbiecore.
Yes, it is. And that has increased demand for pink even more.
Even more. And it made the pink paint problem even more pernicious.
And you know what? You just can't blame this one on Ken.
It's not Ken's fault.
No.
Nick's a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Jack's life's in plastic. It's fantastic. Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the
best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Succession and Ted Lasso. They both ended last week, one after just four seasons and one after only three seasons.
Both show us a valuable lesson, how to finish on top.
Ah, Jack, when a show ends, it is emotional, my friend. You gotta like mourn a show ending, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when a show that you love.
Like, did you end up watching the Succession finale?
Finally, a week later.
I feel sick about it still. You know I empathize with Kendall. I feel bad for the guy.
Well, I'm still trying to convert you to the Lasso way, but so far, with no success.
I've watched some.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. But his Enneagram is different for me. His Enneagram is different, Jack.
I actually think his Enneagram's the same as me.
Interesting. That is interesting. Yeah, we just got the numbers on HBO's Succession finale. What are we seeing, Jack?
2.9 million people tuned in last Sunday night to watch the finale.
That is 2.9 million con heads enjoying some bodega sushi and lemon LaCroix.
And last week was the Ted Lasso finale. The measurement numbers are different, but nearly 1 billion minutes of that show were watched last week.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I are thinking. Whether you watched Kendall Roy cry,
or you cried watching Jamie Tartt cry,
or you didn't watch either of these shows, it doesn't matter.
Both shows tell a lesson on storytelling and media.
And Jack and I want to share with you that lesson, and here's why.
Both of these shows are rejecting the franchise effect.
That's the key differentiator. They're rejecting the franchise effect. Jack, can we talk about the franchise effect for a second here?
The franchise effect. It's when you find one good piece of content, one valuable piece of IP,
and then you juice all of the revenue opportunities out of that thing.
For example, Game of Thrones. They had a prequel called House of Dragons. That prequel is getting its own prequel.
Oh, Jack, how about Harry Potter? What's going on with Harry Potter?
Okay, it started as 7 books, then it became 8 movies. Now HBO Max is turning it into 7 seasons of shows, one season for each book.
And we're not even talking about the theme park, the video games, or the Harry Potter experience.
Even Sex in the City. Samantha got 2 movies after all those seasons.
If Disney owned Sex in the City, we'd be playing with Carrie toys right now.
What a strange thing when it comes to Succession and Ted Lasso.
Succession and Ted Lasso are doing none of it.
The two shows that dominated recent Emmys in both drama and comedy, they're both done.
Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style, and we discovered that the executives and producers for both shows have confirmed no franchising, no sequels, and no spinoffs.
We're not getting the Cousin Greg rom-com that we all need.
And we did all need it, didn't we?
Yetis, the most lucrative shows stretch their content as long as they can.
It's actually a pretty simple arithmetic. More shows, more money.
That's a big reason that Game of Thrones had 9 seasons.
And a big reason why Friends has 10 seasons.
And Curb Your Enthusiasm is on 11 seasons and counting.
And yet, Jack and I are looking at the situation here. 2 of the top shows of this year, of all time, are ending with just 3 and 4 seasons.
It's like Jim Brown or Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, it feels a little Henrik Lundqvist-y.
HBO and Apple TV Plus are retiring in their peak.
And we have to ask the question, why so little of them?
Why so few seasons?
Why so few Greg Sprinkles? So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Succession and Ted Lasso?
If you want to be remembered, don't forget the peak end rule.
The peak end rule. Yetis, that is the psychological phenomenon that the feeling you get at the peak and end are what's most important.
Do you remember how you felt at the peak of a show and at the end of a show? More than the average feeling you felt throughout the show.
Now, Bessies, if you want to see this peak end rule play out, Jack and I whipped up a chart, and when you can watch this on Spotify or YouTube if you're listening there, it's from Trung Fang's newsletter, and it shows the peak end rule.
First, we see the green show, where there was a great peak and a great end. It felt awesome, and you remember the show as awesome.
On the other hand, the show that was average throughout is just remembered as okay.
That is why Succession and Ted Lasso are ending early, even though they're leaving money on the table.
And that is why Jerry Seinfeld did the same thing with Seinfeld, ending early, leaving over $100 million on the table for one more season.
It's because of the peak end rule.
It's better to finish early, even if that means ending at a peak.
And Succession and Ted Lasso, they ended at a peak.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. For our second story, Match Group finally launched a dating app specifically for gay men.
The stock jumped 11% on the day they announced it, but not because of the gay app.
But yet, these Match Group, they have got like a monopoly on monogamy, don't they, Jack?
It's not just the flagship dating app, Tinder.
No, no. Match is the $11 billion company that owns dozens of niche dating apps. They got plenty of these fish.
But there's one huge niche that Match has never jumped into.
And what is it, Jack?
The gay dating service.
Yeah. So on the first day of Pride Month, Match unveiled a new app called Archer.
Archer, it's named after Cupid's profession, and it's for gay, bisexual, and queer men.
It hits New York this month, Los Angeles and DC this summer, and then the rest of the country by the end of the year.
Now you might be wondering, how is this different than the famous gay dating app Grindr?
Jack and I were really curious, and there is a very different product distinction between the two.
Well, first, Grindr is apparently full of like body pictures.
On the other hand, this new Archer dating app is going to be headshots only, no body shots.
When you're on the app, you're going to see a whole grid of faces. And instead of swiping, you tap the face that you want to zoom in on.
Which is an interesting distinction. But here was the real shocker that happened with Match last week.
Match stock jumped 11% on the day that they launched this dating app.
Okay, but get this. It was not because of this new gay dating app.
The reason the stock jumped 11% is because of the CEO.
Mr. Bernard Kim.
That man bought a bunch of Match stock on that day.
Basically, he swiped right on his own Match stock.
Yetis, it's a funny thing. When an insider like a CEO wants to buy stock in their own company, they must declare it.
And frankly, the CEO is like the most insider out of all the insiders, isn't he, Jack?
To prevent illegal insider trading, a CEO must tell regulators and the public when they buy or sell their own stock.
Well, it turns out on the very same day that Match launched this Archer app, the CEO bought $1 million of Match stock.
And investors noticed.
Investors tapped in to that profile. So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who invest in the stock market?
All have what she's having.
Yet he's the iconic famous line from Nora Ephron's When Harry Met Sally. We're talking Katz's Deli. We're not talking about the pastrami, by the way.
She's having pastrami though. But she wasn't having pastrami. It's also an investing strategy. It's when you make the same moves as people in the know.
Executives, they have their fortunes tied up in their companies.
Their salary, their reputation, their stock compensation. It's all in the company.
Okay, so here's the insight. If that executive wants more exposure to their company by buying the stock,
that can be a signal from the head of a company that they believe their stock is underpriced.
But of course, there is no guarantee here. Like, these executives could just be narcissists investing in themselves. And the stocks could definitely go down.
But some investors do practice the I'll have what she's having strategy.
And that is why Match's stock just jumped 11% in one day. For our third and final story, Wingstop, the chicken wing chain stock, has been spreading across America like a 7-layer dip.
And it has to do with the most common job in all of America.
Wingstop, it is looking like GameStop right now, Jack, isn't it? Trigger warning.
Wingstop stock hit an all-time high this past week. Shares are up 50% in 2023.
It's the Wingstop stock pop. They're going to run out of ranch over there pretty soon.
Revenues last quarter were up 43% from the year before.
Profits last quarter were up 81% from the year before.
Wingstop looks less like a sauce company, more like a SaaS company.
Yeah. Oh, have you been noticing more Wingstop ads lately, by the way?
Maybe, because they're spending nearly half of their revenue on TV commercials.
It's starting to look like we're living in a chicken wing world.
Wingstop just opened their 2,000th location.
In 5 years, Wingstop has doubled the number of locations to 2,000.
They are moving on up from the 30th biggest fast food chain in America to number 20.
Basically, to sum all that up, a lot of big numbers, all of them associated with Wingstop.
Wingstop is not stopping.
But here's the key, Yetis. There may be one thing in particular driving Wingstop stock pop.
And that is the number one word of 2023.
AI.
AI.
It is actually neither a word and it's two letters. But we're going to roll with it. We're going to roll with it. Because over the last 3 months, Wingstop has been running a sneaky test on us.
Wingstop has been taking phone orders by robot.
By AI. Here's how it goes down. If you call to order 3 dozen wings for pickup, you may have chatted with an AI bot, not a human.
Hey, I'll take a dozen buffalo, dozen barbecue, dozen Thai dry rub.
Would you like celery? Would you like a liter of cola? Mild, medium, or spicy?
Bot.
All of those responses were by the bots. And guess what? 10% of all of Wingstop's orders are still phoned in.
And Wingstop plans to take all 10% of those orders with AI chatbots in the future.
And Jack, why is Wingstop loving every minute of this in particular?
Not just because it saves them money on labor costs.
Yeah.
Also because customers end up ordering more.
Yeah, like apparently these bots are upselling you on the fries when you call up Wingstop.
Somehow that bot got me ordering a 4th dozen of wings.
And Jack was only ordering for one person. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Wingstop?
AI just arrived for the most common job in the United States.
Okay, Yetis, great trivia question for this week. What is the most common job in America?
Like, what's the most common job in America? I can't say it differently.
Well, Jack, what is it?
It's a cashier.
It's cashier. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, retail sales and cashier are the number one and number two jobs in the United States, employing nearly 6% of the country.
And in just the last 2 months, we've now seen two major retailers replace those cashier jobs with AI.
Wendy's and Google teamed up for an AI-powered drive-through order taker.
And now Wingstop is running its own AI-powered phone order taker.
The way Jack and I see it, this is an early, powerful sign of how AI could affect our economy.
AI is making moves on the most popular job in America. And now a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
Look, Yetis, as smart millennials, Jack and I cut our cable subscriptions years ago.
Sorry, Cable Corporation, we're not paying your fees anymore.
No, we're not. But maybe we're not so smart because your average millennial has 12 paid subscriptions.
We call it subscripturation.
We do. Subscription saturation. You got so many subscriptions.
We never knew about the Rocket Money app until they approached us as a sponsor.
And honestly, we wish we had.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place.
And now we're both premium subscribers.
You simply link your credit card account, it analyzes your spending and advises you what you should do.
Like, it's going to remind you that you're still subscribed to Paramount Plus.
Even though you subscribed just to watch the Super Bowl, and that was months ago.
So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/tboy.
That's rocketmoney.com/tboy.
rocketmoney.com/tboy. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways over there to kick off the week?
Succession and Ted Lasso both say they're done after just 4 and 3 seasons.
Yetis, if you want to be remembered, don't forget the peak end rule.
For our second story, Match Group just launched a dating app for gay, bisexual, and queer men.
It's an investing strategy straight out of When Harry Met Sally. I'll have what the CEOs have.
And our third and final story is Wingstop. They now have 2,000 locations and the stock is near its all-time high.
And it shows that AI is coming for the most common job in America. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent by Sean, serving in the military and stationed right now overseas.
1 week ago, we recognized Memorial Day.
Yes, and Sean sent in this fact. We just missed it on Memorial Day, but we still want to do it on the show. It's fantastic.
Here's the fact. Every United States military base across the world has a cafeteria to serve everybody.
And in that cafeteria is a table on the side with a single chair.
In every cafeteria, in every military base, there's a chair with a white tablecloth, a candle, an inverted glass, a red rose, and a yellow ribbon.
That table is for the prisoners of war and those missing in action soldiers who can't be at that dinner.
And each part of that table ensemble symbolizes something.
For example, the salt on the table symbolizes the tears of the family.
And the candle symbolizes everlasting hope.
It's not Veterans Day and it's not Memorial Day, but Sean, thank you for helping us set up that fact.
Sean and all the other servicemen and women Yetis, thank you.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. Jack, a lot of pressure after today's stories to finish on a high note.
I know. Right? The peak end rule.
We should have ended minutes ago, potentially. We have no idea. Yetis, drop down. We'll take a 5-star review.
End the show. End the show.
Keep having fun.
End it.
It's over. It's over. We're done.
Remember us.
And before we go, congratulations to Gary and Arushi, who are getting married today in San Francisco, right down the street. We think we can see you. You look great.
Congratulations to Patrice Power, going from software engineer to solutions engineer in Chicago.
And Garrett Cousins was just named valedictorian and is heading off to South Korea for the summer.
Congratulations to Lawrence Klein, who's getting a new job in Pittsfield, Mass.
And congratulations on the 1-year wedding anniversary to Rafe and Taylor in Boston, just outside Boston.
And congratulations to Somalia Jones, celebrating 1 year at her new job.
And Brandon Nolte is moving from Chicago to St. Louis. Happy move, Brandon.
And happy birthday to Joaquim Alberto Andre Carvalho, who's celebrating in Passos de Brandão, Portugal.
And happy birthday to Daniela Nodine down in sunny Floripa, Brazil.
And happy birthday to Savannah Johnson in CDA, Idaho.
And Chloe is turning 24 all the way over in Malaysia. Your family misses you.
And happy 30th birthday to Cole O'Brien in Austin, Texas.
And Cole's buddy Harold, who's expecting a baby, also in Austin.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple. You didn't spoil anything with the Kendall bit, did you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, he cries like all the time, right?
No. You said something about like, I still feel bad for Kendall, which...
I feel like that's also the story of every episode. But you're right. I guess.
I mean, he doesn't... Yeah. I think it's probably okay.
I think we're okay.
I think it was general enough.
Yeah.
And you do kind of
small
like,
subsect. I mean, at this point,
and
you kind
of... And you said you
have
the same Enneagram as him. So like, yeah. That's why. I'm comfortable if you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with it.
I don't know about your pronunciation of the word bureau, by the way.
But I said burrow the second time, like a piece of furniture, didn't I? Oh, let it roll.
You did. We can't say remembered because we say remember right after the comma.
Well, let's check. How about if you want to be remembered, don't forget the peak end rule.
That's eloquent.
Cool. Sometimes you look for a synonym. Sometimes you look for an antonym.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.